The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Madness out there, crazy. In fact, Ted Cruz wins the Marie Antoinette Award for the week. He took off, it was too cold, so Senator Teddy took off and went to Cancun, Mexico. The outrage was so, he could hear people screaming all the way down there, I guess. So Senator Cruz admitted his Cancun getaway trip from minus whatever degrees there in Texas, was obviously a mistake. And he returned rather quickly. But when he got home, he found that freezing protesters were lined up outside of his Texas home, yelling, "Ted Cruz has got to go." And they don't mean back to Cancun. So I don't know these people, the arrogance of them is just truly incredible. Well, we get to talk to somebody this hour. My dear friend and very special genius who has lighted the way for so many of us for so long with her book, especially The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, is Charlotte Iserby. Hello, sweet Charlotte. How are you?
Hello, Jeff. I guess I'm pretty well. I'm, you know, going through my little medical crises, you know, but I'm all right. Able to speak again, and I'm tired. I get very tired, you know. That's normal. I'm recuperating.
And, You're tough.
I really am. It must be my, you know, I'm one quarter Australian. I hate to admit it, because they just recently became crazy.
Uh-huh.
They used to be really good people. I'm not going to get into that one, but my grandparents, you know, on my dad's side, came from Australia, but they're via London, but they were originally London, then Australia, but it was a totally different country. They really had manners, and they lived very nicely, and now Australia is a mess. It really is a mess. When Sam and I went on our around the world thing, the Australians would come on board every once in a while, and there'd be signs, you know, on the swimming pool saying, do not jump in the pool. And I like to swim. I was swimming, and there was that sign. This Australian, he comes out really very unattractive guy, you know, but that's not his fault, I guess. But it is his fault that he can't read where it says, do not jump in the pool. It's a small pool. He did, and jumped right on top of me. And I just knew, I mean, their manners, talk about, you know what? It makes me feel a little better about the United States descending into Apesville as quickly as we did.
Apesville?
Apesville. I think that the Australians moved, New Zealand, too. I don't know how many people, Americans, know this. They
Not
really,
many.
Their whole personality, their whole culture shifted much more quickly than ours, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the wonderful research that we got on education, you know, came through from Australia, from my good friend. She's dead now, Beth Trotto. She was one of our finest researchers, brilliant, absolutely brilliant on everything, not just education. But she's the one that brought the books from Australia, textbooks, things like that, and all in the beginning of our radical changes in the after 1945. We got all the really in-depth research on
right.
how to take a country through the schools through out of Australia and New Zealand. Isn't that interesting?
It is. You know, your point, though, is, I think...
Of course, it's the Queen. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did. I did. The Queen.
It's the Queen. I don't know how I got off on this subject. Because
well, look,
I really
here,
wanted
this...
to talk about Biden. I cannot believe what he said.
Which one?
About
Which
the,
time?
The, I don't know how to pronounce Uyghur or whatever that tribe is in China that has been so beat
the,
up. Yeah, the
Uyghurs.
The genocide in
Uyghurs.
China. How do you know it's Uyghur?
Uyghur.
W. U-Y-G-H-E-R. You are.
Yeah. It's usually pronounced Uyghur. Uyghurs.
The Uyghurs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is absolutely, everybody knows this has been going on for years, and there isn't anybody that I've ever heard of, any, well, maybe, I don't even think the Soviets would be too pleased with that. This genocide has got to stop. So what does he say? What did Biden say? Biden
he basically,
said,
he discounted them entirely.
It's a slight
entirely.
Variation in cultural norms,
mm-hmm.
the genocide in China.
Yeah. He just discounted it all. He's an idiot. Come on, he's brain dead. He's still walking and talking, and they reanimate every day. They pull him out of his casket, and they reanimate him if he has to go make an appearance, turn on his nanotech, shoot him up with a little methamphetamine, and he's able to act like he's still alive and quasi-functional. But then he goes
Can
home,
he
and goes to bed.
Can he read a sentence which would be, what is going on in China is not to be tolerated. We've let it go too long. I mean, he might have been able
Whoa.
To make a point. He
Beijing
might have been able
Zhou?
To say, it's time
no.
to stop in China.
No, he,
they've got
the
to
Chinese,
take, you know,
they own him. You know that. He's
I
not
going to
step
but,
out of line.
But he could do
no.
this just to be popular.
He'll never be popular. Sorry. He's a walking corpse. He's disgusting.
Oh, I couldn't agree more with you, but that's really disgusting. He is a walking corpse.
All right,
you
how about cadaver? Let's
me?
Call him a walking cadaver. That'll be easier.
All right.
More medically professional.
You know what He's I just the, noticed yeah. today?
What?
What I just noticed. I'm sorry that Rush Limbaugh, although, you know, he was totally controlled. And I can tell you, at least this is that. I was just thinking about this when
uh-huh.
Rush died, right? And I'm sorry he did. But I know that from the beginning, because my book came out in 1999. When did Rush right. Limbaugh start talking? About that time.
Well, a little before. A little before.
A little bit
Not
before.
Much so.
Well,
he
anyway.
Started in Sacramento. I forget the year, but it was like 96 or something.
Okay, well, I was listening to him one day, and he had my book. I couldn't see, he was on radio. But he had my
yeah.
book. He said, I've got a book here, right here, Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. And he said, it really looks interesting. I got to check in on this. That was it, right then. They told him, shut up!
No more. No more deliberate dumbing down, Rush. That's off the table. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the, good for Rush, though. He did try.
He did.
He did try to let, you know, people know that this book existed. The most beautifully boycotted book that ever existed, I think.
Oh, I like that. That's a very appropriate statement and correct. I think so.
Beautifully boycotted book. That's 3B, not 3D.
No, 3Bs to go with 3Ds. No, alliteration is always fun. No, that's good.
That just came. You know, sometimes I think when I'm not feeling very well, my brain goes into another little cupboard and does things. But anyway.
Well, I like that cupboard, whatever it is. Now, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weirdness. We're going back to Australia just for a minute. Then we're going to move forward.
Yeah. There's
news.
Let's go back.
First of all, New Zealand is over. They've got this woman, Jacinda, what is it? I don't know. She is a dictator, and they are just groveling there. Now, Australia is no better. It's worse. The state of Victoria is totally under the boot of fascism, Bolshevism. Yes.
Really?
Now, Facebook, which is also, speaking of horrible, Facebook... Let me just read this. Hold on. The pushback and reaction to Facebook's drastic retaliation on the Australian government has been fierce from both officials and the broader public in the hours following the Wednesday decision of Facebook to block all news sharing on that continent. They shut it down. Australian officials are warning that Facebook's actions are severely damaging the ability to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Oh, please. The Facebook announcement came a day after Tuesday. On Tuesday, the current session of Parliament vowed to implement the so-called News Media Bargaining Code by the end of next week. The controversial legislation will force major U.S.-based internet companies to begin paying local Australian publishers for the use of their content. It's in other words, if somebody posts something on Facebook that is from Australia, they'll have to pay. They'll be liable to pay the publishers, whoever owns it. Aussies are now barred from posting, sharing, or even viewing news content on Facebook whatsoever. In a move that Google had previously threatened with its search engine. Oh, no, this is crazy. So this is Big Brother times 10. This is what's happening. You cannot see news on Facebook in Australia now. So just a little note.
Oh, well, Australia really, New Zealand is gone.
It's
such a beautiful country. I've never been there. But, the number one communist change agent educator came from New Zealand. His name is George Parkin. And he gave the plan for education restructuring way back in the 40s.
Yeah.
It's in my book. Was given to UNESCO.
Everything's in your book. That's incredible.
Oh, everything is really in the book. It really is.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm glad that I didn't have to deal with COVID. Okay.
That's good. Sure. You do that very well. Have you had practice doing that? That's very good. Very good.
Well, no, I've been holding it up. This thing I have about COVID, I can't stand it any longer.
Nobody can. It's such a lie. It's all sickening.
You know what it is?
One of the biggest psyops.
They think we don't know what this is. Look, folks, the difference between being locked up in a concentration camp with not much food and maybe no heat or anything, is really not much different from being locked up in your house.
Well, of course. It's the game.
Have people got this yet? They're
well,
going to keep
idea...
us locked up like this away from our friends, who I'm beginning to think I really would like to get out there and see some of my enemies, I don't like this at all, and I know that this is a psychological operation to get us accustomed to not being circulating and socializing,
well,
even with people we don't like.
Let's take it one step further. Even if we do go out, we can't see the faces of anyone.
I know.
Friend
that's
or
the
foe.
Mask.
Yes, that's right.
The
face
mask,
diaper. Face diaper.
Yes. This means shut up. Right from the beginning. When I saw that, well, I have such a big
bow
mouth,
your head
of course,
and
right?
Shut up. I got a video.
Oh, yes.
Listen to this. I got a video in Santa Cruz. They have, do they have Trader Joe markets back there?
Oh, yes. I adore
okay.
it. We have one
all
in
right.
Portland. Yes.
Well, we call them, I'm calling them now Trader Joe markets.
Yeah.
A group of people, wonderful American citizens, went
mm-hmm.
in together, about 15 of them, into Trader Joe's without
yep.
masks.
Yeah.
Without
I saw
masks.
That. I put it out on my,
Good.
I sent it to you.
Yes, you did. And we've got
yeah,
that
go
video.
Ahead, but talk about
it's
it. It's very
up.
Important.
Well, it is. And it shows the absolute division that has been spiked into this society and culture.
Mm-hmm.
People
mm-hmm.
are on one side or the other. Nobody's
oh,
sitting
shocking.
On the fence anymore. And these poor people who work in the stores are all brainwashed zombies. And they attacked
yeah.
the people who went in without masks. Very polite,
yeah.
very kind. This wasn't a flash mob loot job.
No.
They went in there just to buy a few things and make the obvious
statement.
Suggestion
no.
that maybe we don't need these goddamn masks.
Yes.
And the people in the store attacked them. I'm not kidding you.
Mm-hmm.
Call the cops. Call the cops. That's odd.
Yep.
It's just sickening. So what do we have out there? We no longer have a monopolar culture. And I mean, that includes the two-party system. But we don't even have that anymore, Charlotte. We have a fragmented culture.
Oh, yeah.
That will honestly, you're not going to put this Humpty Dumpty back together. It's not going to happen.
No. No, it's weird. There's something very weird about it, and I've been around a long time. I don't think you have to be a churchgoer or, you know, whatever. To me, we don't even have to talk about different church denominations. There's something evil out there. It's not normal.
Yes, ma'am.
They call it the new normal, right?
No.
But
it's evil.
It's
good
it's,
and it's evil, and it's evil. No
it's,
doubt.
Yeah, and we're being shown it. It's clearly evil because, you know, even the people in my life that I might not have liked very much or, say, political leaders who did terrible things in the past, we knew in history and all, they did not act like this.
Nope.
There's something very different, and unless the American people figure this one out, I don't know what we're going to do about it, but we have to figure it out first, what we're dealing with. And then God bless them, what they're going to do, but this is not a normal period in history by any means.
No. Most people.
First of all, how did all these people ever? I guess we allowed it, but we never dreamed it could happen. We allowed them to have their meetings in Buenos Aires and wherever, you know, in these fancy restaurants and drinking gallons of champagne, and they're all wearing Gucci clothes, and you know, this has all
yeah.
been going on the past 30 years with these people. These wretched reptiles. And,
oh, good. Very good.
Yeah. I mean, they are really wretched. And,
how about wretched, wicked reptiles?
Oh, yeah. You're not kidding. And it's, we shouldn't consider this as anything that has ever been, a norm since the beginning of the world.
Nope.
It never has, and we've never had anything like this.
No.
And we're all just sort of going, you know, I mean, I know I am. I mean, what kind of a life?
It's not a life. It's a life of subservience. It's a life.
Yeah, and what kind of a future do our children have? I look
none.
At the pictures of my grandchildren. I know your listeners do, too. Look. I can't look at the pictures of my grandchildren without the tears just flowing.
They don't know.
I mean,
know.
I just can't.
Dear Charlotte,
can anybody?
They'll never know outside of what their parents tell them what it used to be like and how much we have lost. they won't know because the culture and their screen.
I have memory books.
Their screen addictions.
I have memory books and pictures of a lot of fun and all at the beach, and everybody was free and, you know, and cooking with your family and going to church and loving your country. Anything wrong with that? I mean, come on. I'm sick and tired. I'm not a flag waver really, because I've always understood what happened there, you know, but, I feel very sorry for, I say a lot of prayers, and I find myself saying prayers for all Americans and everybody on the planet.
This is planet wide, and that's a very appropriate thing to do. We're not the only ones suffering. There's suffering in Indonesia.
There's suffering in Europe.
There's suffering everywhere. India, doesn't matter. This is a planet wide takedown.
I can't feel sorry for myself at all. I mean, sometimes it would be nice to feel sorry for myself, but I don't. I'm just so blessed. And when I think of the rest of the world, and I think what is being imposed on them by these wretched, they are reptiles. They're worse. They're reptiles. These dreadful, evil, you know, people that seem to have the, where do they get the right to impose anything on us? They weren't elected? What?
No.
Most of them don't even speak English.
You know, they did it because they could get away with it. We lost our way. We forgot that we have a responsibility to defend the Constitution at all costs from these exact kind of reptiles. We didn't defend our birthright.
Well, we didn't because, you know what? They stopped teaching the Constitution a long time ago.
Civics gone.
I think back to some page in my book. It's New York Times entry. I love the index. Boy, without that index, it was just great. But I can find anything. I go right to the index, and there's the New York Times. A lot of articles I have quotes from the New York Times, which I really don't like. It's completely gone now. It was good when they had A.M. Rosenthal there. You know, he was a good Jew. I mean, he really was. He was very anti-communist and writing lots of wonderful editorials and all. But they had one thing in there, and it was in 1976. I think that's what got me going. Mm-hmm. I saw this. I got the New York Times, and I read this article. It said that history was going to be removed from the schools, and that social studies would come in, and no longer would they teach that George Washington was a patriot. You know, they teach he was a bad man, whatever. And I remember thinking, huh? So, that was 1976 in my book for people who want to look it up. How many years ago is that? 25?
Mm-hmm.
45 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what have our children had? Nothing. I mean, it really is dreadful. I don't know what's happened with the ones since the year 2000. They are really freaks. That's very strange.
It's what do we have now? What we have now is Generation Z, as in zombie or the last generation. And these are 25 and unders. I don't know what the breakdown is. But they're not going to contribute anything. All they're looking for is what they've been taught to look for, and that's a handout. They want a handout. They don't want a hand. They want a handout.
Oh, that's true. But then at the same time, they act worse than animals.
Well, there's no grace. There's no dignity. There's no morality.
I mean, animals,
there's
I
no
don't mean to even say that. It's wrong to
there's
speak
nothing.
That way about animals.
It's okay.
Animals are very predictable.
And that's not all of them. Some of them some are listening right now, some younger people. And they are
everybody
as disgusted as you are and I am. They know that their peers are going to poison and take down whatever chances we've had unless they're dealt with.
Awful.
Let me direct all of you to the left-hand side where our columnists are. And scroll down until you find Charlotte. She's there. And the first link is what she calls her green dress interview. It's a program called Mainly Spoken, The Dumbing Down of Our Schools with Charlotte Iserby. It's a brilliant video. I'm going to put it back up in headlines again. It's the first one. It's called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of Our Schools and Children from a Truly Brilliant Giant, Charlotte, of Our Time. And it's right there. It's the first thing under her picture. So by all means, you must look at this. It's stunning.
I hope they will, and I'm going to give myself a... I don't know where that came from into my brain. I've done a lot of interviews, you know, and I like doing them. But this one is unique. And I don't think I think it was whatever how it was organized in my brain and my memory and the names of people and how I don't ordinarily compliment myself, right? I really don't.
Because
I don't think I'm all that bright, but I was helped.
Please.
There was tremendous help that I got, I'm sure, from God Almighty. That is a very important interview.
Yes, it is.
I look at it now and I think, how did that happen, that interview? And I've done, you know, hundreds of them. And that just turned out to be, and I never wear green anyway, but the gal that interviewed me, though, I have to give her credit. I think that has a lot to do with a good interview, too, you know? She was terrific. And I can't even find her.
She was absolutely excellent, and I agree. And I would suggest that a good interviewer, very hard to find now. Very hard. Most of them are so interested in hearing themselves talk and taking up airtime and starring themselves.
Yes.
They don't listen. You know, we've talked about this so many times.
She was great if you watch her. Very beautiful girl, too. But, you know, she listened. And then she would take something I would say, and then she would repeat it. And then she'd sort of... You could see her brain working, and she'd say, now, tell me, what do you mean by this? I mean, she's fantastic. I don't even know where she is, because the person who arranged that interview, that's my friend Dot LaFortune, who has this wonderful website here in Maine. She's just a great patriot. She's had it for 20 years. She went through hell herself with in quotes, judicial system.
Mm-hmm.
Even worse than what we went through. But so that's Dot. She's got this great website. And she's the one that arranged that interview. And when I look at it, you know, maybe it's in retrospect, because sometimes when you're doing an interview, you know, when you're doing an interview like 20 years ago, I never dreamed that things could get this bad.
No, we didn't.
As they are
None
now.
None of us did. Yeah.
And now I'm looking back to that interview when I actually was predicting it.
Right there.
Huh?
Now, she's a good interviewer.
Fun.
It's a very special interview. And she did a fine job. And you are just, I watch body language and people, and you are just ready to roll it out. And you did.
Yeah, I don't know how. I'm not that good. I really am not. I'm not saying that to everybody saying, oh, yes, yes. No, I'm not. I mean, I
it was 5 years ago.
One of those few interviews where everything clicked.
Yeah.
And
you were
I
on
hope
your
your
game.
Listeners will not only watch it, but make sure their friends and parents of young children and all, and people who are perhaps without children but interested in foreign affairs and what's going on and how our country became the dumbest country in the world. I hope that they won't just watch it themselves, but that they will recommend it to others, because you can't. It's sort of like being sick. You can't get over a sickness until you have some medicine. That interview is medicine, really. So anyway, I'm still upset about the... What am I meant to call those people in China? I've been worried about them for ages.
The Uyghurs.
The Uyghurs?
Uyghur.
But it's not spelled that way.
That's how you pronounce it.
Really?
UI, and it comes, it's Arabic, Muslim. Uyghur. That's what everyone says. I may be wrong. Maybe everyone's wrong. Maybe it's Uyghur.
Well, I don't think so.
I think it's Uyghurs.
All right. Well, you know what the problem is here? We don't have anything that we can talk about intelligently because the world is crazy.
The world is, no. The world is not crazy. The world has been overcome, overtaken, and taken down with the most brilliant evil plans I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I wouldn't call it crazy. I would call it crazy in a sense that I know your meaning, but it's absolutely brilliant the way that they have overthrown the status quo and are forcing people to their knees. There they are.
Even people who ordinarily are so brilliant and articulate and can give you advice on nobody can give you advice on anything because how do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? We've got this great reset. I've got Schwab's book.
I like it when you scream. It makes a good. Go ahead, scream anytime you want. Don't hold it back. That's a good scream. It's true. Yeah, it's a good scream. It's not a blood curdling scream. It's a good scream.
I bet you didn't buy that book of his, Carl Schwab's book, the fourth whatever.
Somehow I fought off the urge.
What? I say, wait a minute. Uh-oh. You haven't received my present yet.
I didn't go to the post office today. I ran out of time. I'm going tomorrow, and I don't know what's there, but I have a hunch, and I am looking forward to it.
How long has it been that you have been to the post office?
Oh, I think I meant to go. I think I might have went Monday. I just don't have time. But I'll get there tomorrow.
Well, you should definitely have it. I mailed it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it's there. I'll get it. And you will hear from me.
That's the address you gave me. I sent it to the post office.
It's correct.
Box.
And I got your wonderful Karl Marx quote. Thank you.
You did?
I did. Your Christmas present. I got it. It was in the mailbox.
When?
A week ago. I finally got here.
You mean the wooden one?
Yeah.
I said that a year ago.
Was it that long ago you first sent it? I thought you sent it again. Well, don't worry about it. It's here. I think you resent it. You said.
Isn't it great? You got to tell your listeners what it says. Read it.
It's downstairs. I have to go get it.
Well, it talks about the women being very important in the communist movement, even the uglies.
That's true.
I couldn't resist it. You know, it's made in Greece, that big wooden plaque I've sent you.
Yeah.
You finally got, okay, good. Well, maybe this other thing is going to arrive.
I think the reason
they're getting this stuff is that I don't have anything else to do. I'm locked up in my house.
There are a lot of people, anyone who's living, you're lucky because you can go out of your house anytime you want, if you want to. There are a lot of people, so-called seniors, living in extended care facilities, senior centers, and so forth.
Oh, yes.
And if any of them have a main entrance, so you have to go through a door to get into your apartment, your studio, your whatever, you are not allowed to leave that building here in Oregon. You can't leave it. The mandate is that everyone stays indoors.
Everywhere. It's
awful
because I have quite a few friends that most of us are dead at this age, but I have a few friends who are in nursing homes or assisted living, and their children can't visit them. Did you hear me?
I am appalled that this society, which as viewed by the general world out there, is viewed as a kindly, caring, sharing society. But when you separate children from parents and grandparents and you don't let them see each other, all you can do is, if you're lucky, see them through a glass window. What the hell? And the science of all this absolutely just disparages this whole thing.
You know, you're talking to an elderly woman who's had been in the hospital 1, 2, 3 times within the past, you know, I've had a major surgery, and then I had the stroke, 2 weeks ago, and then I had hip surgery way back, you know.
Charlotte has had a, hold on. Charlotte has had a TIA, that's a mini stroke.
She's no, it had, wasn't. It was a major stroke.
No, I know, the first one, though. I'm getting there. And then she had a major full-on stroke 2 weeks ago, and look, she's right back tonight. She refuses to submit to any kind of medical inconvenience. No physiological problems are going to stop her. She had a massive brain surgery. She fell and broke her hip, had her hip replaced. This woman.
People are saying she's got to be crazy. That sounds a little bit crazy. I don't know why I survived
great.
This. You know, that last one 2 weeks ago when I, again, you know, somebody called me early in the morning and I started talking on the phone. It, all that garbles, you stuff,
yeah.
right? And I thought, I was terrified. I thought, I'm not going to be that lucky this time. And, I'm not going to be okay, you know, I'm going to have to move out of here and all this and that. And then my speech came back. But then I had to go to the hospital for 3 days. They did two, you know, MRI and CAT thing, and then another one. Three big major tests.
Uh-huh.
And it let me out, and here I am. But what I'm trying to say here is that it's very abnormal. I know I'm lucky because I'm here. But people always want to say, don't you want to go in an assisted living, Charlotte? You know, you meet such nice people.
You stay home.
Excuse me, Jeff, how would you like to go and meet all those nice people that you have so much in common with?
Oh, please.
Well,
you're in your home is where you ought to be, and that's
can you
where you're
imagine?
No,
and
you can't.
I said, no, I don't want to do this. And I say, you're crazy anyway, because it's going to cost more money for the family, have to pay for me in a place like that. I'm saving everybody money by staying out here
you
on the river with bald eagles.
It's not dignified. Here, the Vladimir Lenin quote, right? I think this is the one. I don't have the plaque with me, but... It's the Lenin quote, right?
It's a good Lenin quote. Yeah,
women. He says...
No, it's Karl Marx.
Yeah, but this is a Lenin one first. This is kind of... It goes like a cousin with it.
Oh, good.
Lenin said, the feminine section of the proletarian army is of particularly great significance. The success of a revolution depends on the extent to which women take part in it.
So important. Will you send that to me?
It's on the way.
Did you hear what he said? The success of really, and I know that. We know that, don't we?
Yeah.
And he sure knew it, and he really said it like it is. That's why, you know, I love all your listeners there, men and women and children and dogs. But I'll tell you something. I really don't. Basically, if somebody had to ask me, you have to write it down. Yes or no. Do you like women? I would say no. Generally speaking, I have a lot of really good women friends, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, there's something
American
wrong.
Women. Charlotte, you're right. No, you're correct. And I think a lot of women would agree. American women in this country, in our culture, have lost their way. Many of them. Not all of them. Many
of
them.
The women's movement.
That's right.
Well, remember Adam and Eve?
I sort of do, yes. Wasn't that a nightclub? Never mind.
Well, there have been a lot of nightclubs that were Adam and Eve, but I'm talking about the original Adam and Eve.
Yes.
And,
of course.
Eve was the one. It wasn't Adam. Who led the world astray? You better go back to kindergarten Bible.
You know, I wonder if we, if Charlotte, if we had, the Bible has, and you know more about this than I, but the Bible has been rewritten, right? Was it the Council of Nicaea? I don't know.
Oh, they've 300. Done it several times, but they, right. There have been many things that never have been changed. And, you know, I just like to, of course, if something I don't like in the Bible, then I'm going to say that, you know, that don't like that. But I've always sort of appreciated the story of Adam and Eve, because I think women are behind a lot of evil stuff. When you give them, like Lenin knew it, right?
Sure.
Karl Marx said, he's got this really good quote.
Well,
Karl Marx, I love that one. They know, the commies knew that they needed the women.
We've heard the expression
that way.
No, cat fights.
Don't.
Catty. They're, men aren't catty. And that element drives and cements a lot
That's
of
right.
the big power, which is generated by the male psyche. No, you've got to have both. They're both totally complementary.
That's right. I've got a lot of gal friends, you know, and I sort of guess I pick and choose. And we're, you know, I just love them and they're brilliant. And, you know, two of them were, I couldn't have written my book without the, there were three of us together on it, right? And, I had all the research, but, a lot of very good writing was done by my editor. And, I couldn't, that book would never have happened without those gals. So, and then I have a lot of other wonderful friends, gal friends too, who have sent me research through the years. So I'm not, when I say this, I'm not, it's not a blanket by any means, but you don't find men that can be so nasty. Women can be very nasty.
Well, who's going to argue that? Not even
no, I mean,
no honest
you,
woman will
you
argue that.
You just don't
that.
Ever
it's
see
true.
A man that's... It's rare. Men have better things to do with their time than to be nasty and gossipy and all that. I think this is a brilliant conversation we're having. We could give a class.
That would be fun. Or as they say, we could take this on the road.
Oh, well, we really could, you know. But I don't know what else I've got to talk about. I keep looking at this spiral notebook of mine where I wrote some things down. All I've got is Biden, Uyghurs, what else? No, the Capitol. Now, I heard something. The Capitol is on lockdown still, isn't it?
Well, the troops are still there.
Yeah, they're going to be there until March 4th.
Yeah.
Someone said something about March 4th being...
At least March.
See, all this is... sometimes I'm really wondering if I ever had an education. I don't ever remember March 4th being an important day and when the government
does
something.
No, March 4th is a kind of... It's not like May Day. It's just not. You're right. It's sort of doesn't have an identity.
Why are they talking about March 4th being the day when the military can vacate the Capitol?
Yeah, I don't. If I knew, I would be the first to tell you. I don't know.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't heard about that.
I did. I read
what?
It. I read it.
Don't you question things like that?
I question everything now. Yeah. But what am I? My guess is not necessarily any better or any worse than anybody else's. I've got more information, but
we've all come to that conclusion that this really, how can we really discuss an issue nowadays when we have no idea whether we're going to even be here next year? Huh?
You're 100% right. How many of us are going to be here next year? If you read that Deagle.com projection, they're going to begin to really cull the herd here in the next... We have less than 4 years until the population of this country will be reduced by around 230 million people. That's a guess. It's a projection. It could be completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But Deagle is a legitimate intel information collecting agency. They're an NGO.
Right.
They're contractors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not dumb. They know something, and they put this out first in 2017, so what did they know then?
Yeah.
What did they know? They knew something. And the best way to depopulate the planet is with this horrible fear porn, fake pandemic, and forced injections with an experimental drug.
Oh, it's terrible.
And it's not just
caught.
A drug.
Yep.
I shouldn't even
That's
say
right.
that. It's a concoction. It's a carrier.
Yeah.
It's a carrier
right.
of nanotechnology.
It's a carrier. Yes.
It's a carrier of various, and I don't think there's just one, varying forms of mRNA, which is mm-hmm. a single-strand virus. It causes your genetics to change permanently, and you begin at the cellular level to manufacture the spike protein, and your immune system goes crazy and tries to kill it all, but it's your cells that are making it. So what does that do with your equilibrium between your immune system and your cellular system?
Mm-hmm.
It's war, or as they say down south, whoa. And when they're
yep.
going to think about this and looking back on it, they didn't put an off switch in it, Charlotte. It's a permanent change.
Yeah.
You're permanently going to manufacture this spike protein. And that maybe that's why Johnson & Johnson's CEO, they're late, but they're getting in, and they say, you might need this vaccine every year because this terrible virus is going to continue to run wild and kill hundreds of thousands and millions of people. It's all
lies.
Well, this
is a brilliant expose that you are giving on the virus.
Well, it is what it is.
Do you do this every night when you have guests on?
No, depends on the guest. We don't even talk about this. Some of the times I don't talk about this issue. It's so disheartening. It's sad. It's sickening.
Well, yeah, but you know, you understand it so well, so you don't think you have to. But I think there are a lot of people out there. I don't know if they're as behind the eight ball as I am on it. I'm not really good on medicine and things like that. I know one thing. I don't like needles in my body, period. You know, I'm sort of practical that way. I don't understand it. I don't need it. They've never done me anything but damage, flu. Every time I have a flu shot, I only had one once. I got violently ill. So did my husband. We never had shots again. You know, so I just think it's abnormal to stick needles in people's bodies, really. That's as far as I go. But you're very knowledgeable on this stuff. And I just learned a lot from what you just told me not just now.
Well, that's the problem. See, people don't know. And honestly, it really isn't their fault because they're addicted to the mainstream media. They think that that's the truth. They think they're going to be educated and kept up to speed, when in point of fact, the opposite is true. They're being uneducated and kept out of speed, and they are dragged into this this morass of mindless dribble that has no basis on their chances of survival. No one is told what they need to do, except here we talk about it on this program. They need to prepare, but it's almost too late. But there's still some food out there. You've got, look what happened in Texas. They're talking about this blackout, okay? Bad.
Yeah.
And people are realizing all of a sudden that if the grid goes down,
we need
down,
to keep the old system we had.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
None of this new crazy green this and that, you know, really.
Well, that's AOC's, the Green New Deal.
Yeah. Well, let them have their Green New Deal. And but as you said, I think it's good to be a little bit more positive. I wish that these great young people that do have a small army right now, and they're brilliant, I just wish that they were able to bring about this wonderful revolution in an easier time. It's a very difficult time for, well, in a way, you know, at least there, the other like-minded young people realize that because it's so horrible what's going on now, they're going to have to really fight. That's one, perhaps a good thing. But on the other hand, I'm glad that I didn't have to do the work that I did under circumstances like this, Jeff, and I'm sure you feel the same way. This is not normal. They tell us it's the new normal. We were not
No,
asked
no, 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 no.
If
no,
we
no,
want
no,
a
no.
new normal.
No one asked, and our representative government did it all, with or without our consent. They are so beyond control.
Unbelievable.
Now. Not just the executive
branch.
Every
single one of them should be removed from office.
Every
single
one.
If they know they're good enough, they can run again, okay? But they
Correct.
Should all just leave.
My father told me once, when I was in college, he said, just remember this. One, talking about politics, it's all bullshit. And two, anybody seeking public office should be barred from holding it.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's that. You could see it. You know, the people who don't want to run for office are the ones who should be there.
There you go. But see, anybody with a brain doesn't want to step into that alligator pit of crime, corruption, pedophilia, human sacrifice, and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
Who the hell wants into that? No,
well,
nobody gets anywhere
I'm
in
sure.
politics unless they're compromised. Think
well,
about
you
it.
Well, you can't. I remember when Jim Buckley, Bill Buckley's brother,
yes.
he ran for the U.S. Senate. He was in for one term. He was a good man. And I thought to myself, what a shame, you know. And then I realized, I mean, come on. No, he knew that, you know, you have to switch your vote. If somebody votes the way you want, then you have to vote the way they want. See, you switch. So there's no conscience.
Right.
You can't follow your conscience.
No, you just said a key. No, that's a key word. We're running late. We've got to wrap this up. But conscience. Conscience is what made America unique. We care. That's really kind of a hallmark of our culture that has been lost to us, taken away from us, destroyed by those who are
No right, no wrong.
Not. There's no accountability, no morals, no right, no wrong, no child left behind. Now in California, I think I wrote to you, at the University of California system and the California State University system, I believe, but at least at the UC system, they have dropped the use of SAT tests entirely. They don't want anything to do with them.
I'm not surprised.
And they're inviting all these inner city kids to enroll in the university. Get your student loans, come on down, and we'll give you a degree. Never mind if you can't read or write. Doesn't matter. Don't worry about the SAT test. Doesn't matter.
It's totally crazy.
It's totally
The world
crazy.
Has gone... It's lunacy.
It has.
The United States of lunacy.
That's good. That's good. All right, are you getting a cold? Did you tell me earlier?
Yes,
I
am getting a cold.
Do you have Allison C?
Yes, I do.
Well, why aren't you taking
it? I've got to go look for it in the kitchen cupboard.
You please find it, and right now take four, and then take
four.
Take four or five to start, and then take three times a day. If you need any more, you call me. Take three, three, and three. Three, three, and three. And start off with maybe four, five, or six. Take six. Keep it simple.
I don't even have that many left in the little bottle.
Oh, God. All right. I'll get you some more. You need this. It'll stop that cold. However many you have in there. Like, let's say you only have six or eight left.
Yeah.
Take four, and then four. And keep taking your vitamin C.
That's eight, isn't it? Four plus four is eight, right?
I don't know. It's the new math, Charlotte. The new math. Things are different.
Well, I just want to say goodbye to your listeners. They had to listen to me with my cold.
You sound wonderful.
And God bless them. You know, I say prayers for all of you. I tell you, I say prayers for every single human being on this planet now. I really do.